know this, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners don't know it either, but they will after I'm done telling them. Your version of the Star Spangled Banner has been played more than any other in the world, a record 600,000 times to date?
Yeah, that's what the People magazine did a survey of it quite a while ago, and that's what they came up with, and I also sang it for more people than they, of course, heard me during those World Series games and playoffs and with the Yankees and,
sure, yeah.
and other other sports events that a billion people must have heard it, because every time I sang in the World Series, 250 million people listened.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's interesting when you think about opera. Very few people actually go to the opera. But people like, I'm thinking of Placido Domingo, who did something called Perhaps Love with John Denver, and people like you who bring your style and voice to the baseball games and to pop music. Do you think that widens the audience for opera by introducing them to it in a non-threatening way?
Oh, absolutely. I was one of the first so-called concert artists, or long-haired artists, or whatever you want to call us, to go on a Jack Parr show, you know, and do all those personal appearance shows, which very few opera singers done, and I sort of inaugurated it, and it took off, and I became part of America outside of the putting on a costume and singing at the Metropolitan and so on, which I enjoyed, by the way, very much, as much as anything I've done in the opera. I don't know how many people know, but most of my albums, most of them, at least half, are Broadway shows and musicals.